சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 10 வெர்ஸ் 30.
பிரஹ்லாதஸ்சாஸ்மி தைத்யானாம் காலஹ கலயதாமஹம் மிருகாணாம் ச மிருகேந்த்ரோஹம் வைநதேயஸ்ச பக்ஷிணாம்.
As we are worshipping the Lord in the form of Rama or Krishna or Devi, that form of worship is called Ekarupa Bhakti. Normally, we all start our bhakti in Ekarupa in initial stages, our Ishta Devata. As long as I have my own Ishta Devata bhakti, I cannot appreciate the Lord as everything. This Ishta Devata in particular form, particular name, confined to one place with one date of birth, very limited, because this form, this name is different from another form, another name of the Lord, that which my wife is worshipping. Suppose husband worshipping his own Ishta Devata name and form is different from another person of the family member who is worshipping another name and form of the Lord. For that person, that Lord is Ishta Devata. That means that name form cannot be included in this name form. In this name and form, that name is not included. So limited God. Therefore, Shastra says, try to understand the limitation of this worship. You can worship your Ishta Devata, but may you understand the limitation of this worship after some time at least. So, you cannot come out of your own ragadvesha if you have this continuation of this Ekarupa Bhakti, that God is superior, this God is not superior, this form is wonderful form, that form is not wonderful form, this is pleasing God, that is cruel form, I am afraid of that form. Prahlada accepted Narasimha happily, but how many of us keep Narasimha in our house? Prahlada happily enjoyed that Narasimha form. But many of us, that Raudra Rupam of Narasimha, none of us keep at home. Let him be there in the temple. Not our Ishta Devata worshipping, many people won't take. So, pleasing Lord, fearsing Lord, some people won't worship Kali. Another bhakta very much fond of Kali. So there are differences. Shastra says, may you mature from Ekarupa, you grow out of that Ekarupa and try to appreciate God in everything. These forms are only temporary. There is no superior form, inferior form of the Lord. All forms are uniform. For a mature bhakta, all forms, even though they are appearing as superior, inferior, Vamana is very small. Therefore, these forms may have some differences, gradations, but real Bhakta understand uniformly God is one. These forms are only temporary. We have given for our own worship purpose. Shastra asks, may you mature, grow out of this Ekarupa Bhakti, mature. It is not wrong. Enter into Ekarupa Bhakti, mature yourself, grow out of that gracefully and appreciate God in everything. In everything. Everything means in everything, without any exception. Learn to appreciate. Then your mind expands. Vishwarupa Bhakti is the second level of Bhakti. Later we can go to Arupa Jnanam. This is the Vedic design. One has to mature. Otherwise, the same Ishtadevata will cause a fear in our life. If we won't understand the Ishvara's real nature, the same God whom we are worshipping will cause some amount of fear in us. Instead of bhakti, bhaya will increase. If we won't try to understand the Lord's real nature and entertaining the same preliminary ekarupa bhakti, bhayam will increase because of our ignorance. So Ishvara says, may you increase your bhakti, mature your bhakti, he is asking. Don't develop bhayam upon me. How can you come out of bhayam from God? Only by understanding his nature. So Vishwarupa Bhakti is the second level of bhakti one has to come. In 11th chapter, Bhagavan Krishna going to start that. Before that, preparation, preparatory ground is Vibhuti Yoga. This Vibhuti Yoga is the preparation for Vishwarupa Bhakti. So Arjuna asked Bhagavan, how to meditate upon? You are everywhere, you are telling, but tell me some places where I can meditate upon. For that, Lord Krishna enumerating all the best things in the world, he is choosing. I am there in that, I am there in that. May you worship me. That is called upasana. Vishwarupa upasana means what? Nikrishta vastuni utkrishta bhavana. Ishvara, I invoke here in this object, in this being. What Lord Krishna said, Pahalladaschasmi daityanam. Among the daityas, asuras, I am Prahallada. You look at Prahallada as my own vibhuti. That's why we worship Prahallada. Not only that, Kalaha kalayatamasmi. The time principle also we worship. Because that is also the form of the Lord only. It is a vibhuti of the Lord. What you are wearing the timepiece is Bhagavan only. Bhagavan apadu katti potittal kaiki. Yena kala. It is showing kala. Minutes, seconds, minutes, hours. And dates also there. So you are tying the Lord in the form of God. Bhagavan says, Kalaha. How far from you, Bhagavan, tell me now. Vibhuti. One vibhuti is here only. Kalayatamasmi. Among the... What you do when you look at the watch, you count the time. You count. That's why gananam kalaha. Kalaha means ganana. Kalayati iti kalaha. Next, mriganam cha mrugendraha aham. Indra means king. king of all animals, wild animals, Mrigendraha. Mrigam means a wild animal. Pashu is a soft animal. Mriga is a wild animal, non-vegetarian in artham. Mrigam is that which is a non-vegetarian. Pashu is that which is a vegetarian. Generally. This Mriga Indra is Simhaha. Mriganancha Mrigendraha. Parvati Devi Vahanam, Simha Vahanam. That Simha I am, I was talking the uniqueness of that Simha. Its body is very, very thin, head is so big. Generally, human beings' body is big, head is small. This has got a big brain. The body is very thin. What is the uniqueness of Simha? It listens, it roars a sound heard by the another animal from the back, so that it comes towards the Simha. He need not go for, you know, hunting, searching much time. It roars, no? All deers come towards its mouth. Just open the mouth enough, everything goes inside. Like that much power. Simhaha. Up to here we saw in the last class. What is another uniqueness of Simhaha? No, there is another one person in Punjab. His name is called Punjab Kesari, the Lion of Punjab. The Lion of Punjab, and really lion. Lion-like. Lion represents courage. Lion represents courage. So when you meditate upon Simha, not about non-vegetarian. It may be a non-vegetarian, but you have to meditate upon Simha as its courage, strength, very powerful. No animal has to put a vote. Unanimous election, you know, no second person, no second animal can come and contest. Therefore, that is Swayameva Mrigendratanu Per. Simha has got Swayameva Mrigendrata. Swayameva means what? These animals, other animals in the forest, they have to accept lion as their king without any choice. Why? Swayameva Mrigendrata. Unanimously elected anartha. Without any voting, because of its power, it is originally powerful, strong animal. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, I am that Mrigendraha. And when it is walking, it looks back, just it turns the head, backside. Why it turns? Any animal is coming, no, backside, it sees in between, middle. While walking, that is called Simha Avalokanam. Simha Avalokanam means what? Its glance at the back. Abde nadindinte pokudadu. Any animal can come. 2, 4, 3 animals will come and crush this lion. That's it. Once in a while, when it is walking, it looks back. Nobody is coming. No need of escorts. We have lot of escorts, black cat, white cat, all cats. But lion doesn't require any escorts. It itself is an escort, it looks back as it is walking. For that Shastra, we use that Simhavalokanam. When we are studying Shastra also, we have to do some Simhavalokanam. Veetukku book mudichittu, appadi close panni. Next week, the summer holidays, 1 month gap. Simhavalokanam means I have to go home and I have to read my notes, book, whatever I have heard from Swamini, my guru, I have to recollect. That is called Simhavalokanam. Where am I? Am I understanding properly? Am I getting something? Or just like that, I am listening mechanically. Edavadu koncham matram varada. Or Simhavalokanam pannanum. Therefore, that is one nyaya, Simhavalokana nyaya. It is very, very important in our life also, not only in Vedanta. In our life also, Simhavalokanam. What was my past? What I have learnt lessons from my past? Those mistakes, errors, I should not repeat in my life now. Now I have to learn a lesson from my past experience and I have to mature, I have to grow. This is called Simhavalokanam. Some people, they never bother about the past. If they bother, they worry about the past. That is not Simhavalokanam. Everyone has got their own past. But that past, if it is a lesson for me, if I learn a lesson, past is wonderful, really speaking. I have to thank the past, really speaking. I have to thank my past experiences, because of which I am here till today, this much maturity I got. Everyone has to think. That's called Simhava Lokanam. Enough about Murugendra. Okay. These are all corollaries we have to extract. Once we extract all these corollaries, every word is beautiful and I can learn a lot. Next word. Vainateyascha Pakshinam. Now, ordinary animals over, Mruga, wild animals over. Now another species, not leaving even a single species, Bhagavan. Pakshis, bird species. Pakshi jati, among those pakshi jati, I am the Vainateyaha. Vinata putraha aham. Vinata putraha. Vinata suta vahanudai vedale. Harikambojilo, or Tyagaraja Kirtan. Vinatasuta Vahanudai Vedale. Sri Rama is coming by Vinatasuta Vahanudai in Garudan. White eagle. Whenever people see white eagle, it is Shubha Shukunam. Nalla Mangalam Nartha. Some pilgrimage places also, there is a convention. If you take a Dhanushkoti and all, if you go there, if you take a bath, after the bath, that white eagle has to come and round on your head. If it comes, now you get moksha and artha. People consider like that. Like that, many other places also, white eagle, if you see, it is Mangalam. Who is that white eagle? Vinata Suta, Garuda. And that is why one Vishishta Dvaita is Bhaktas Garuda Alvar and Per Alvar or Alvar Per Garuda Alvar Garuda Alvar and Per Avark. So Pakshinam, why Alvar na? Who Alvar means what? Who immersed deeply in devotion with the Lord is called Alvar. Deeply immersed with the Lord is called Alvar. Garuda Alvar per. So, Garuda Alvar, Pakshinam Aham Vainateyaha Vinatasutaha Garutman Ityarthaha. Great Bhakta of Lord. Garudan is one great Bhakta. Nandi for Shiva Vahanam. Nandi is great Bhakta of Lord Shiva. Namma Vahana car is not Bhakta of our me. So it gives troubles, problems. But the Vahanams, they are all very, very honest and they have a lot of bhakti upon the Lord. Why it is called Pakshi? Patatrinam. Pakshinam means Patatrinam. Patatri. Pakshi ki pere, it is called Pakshi Raja. Vainateya is the Pakshi Raja. Paksha means, Paksha means wing. Patatri, that which has got wings, is called Patatri. Patanat Trayate, these two wings protect the bird from falling. The two wings of the bird protect the bird from falling. So Patanat Trayate iti patatri. So patatrinam pakshinam. Paksha means wings. So patatram means a wing. Wing is that protecting from falling. பதத்திரம் அஸ்ய அஸ்தி இது பதத்ரின்னு சப்தஹ. ஸோ பதனாத் த்ராயதே இது பதத்திரம். ஸோ ஐ ஆம் த வினதா சுத கருத்மான். அனதர் சாங் ஆல்சோ தியாகராஜா சிங்ஸ் இன் நகுமோமு ககராஜு நீயானத்தி வினிவேகா சனலேதோ. ககராஜு த கருத்மான் இஸ் த ககராஜு. கக மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பேஸ், ராஜா மீன்ஸ் த கிங், கிங் ஆஃப் த ஸ்பேஸ் அர்த்தம் ககராஜு. இட் கோஸ் டூ ஹை. ஈகிள் ஹேஸ் காட் ஏ பவர்ஃபுல் ஐஸ், ஈகிள் ஐஸ் தேசே. Very powerful eyes they have got. Any far distant thing also it can see. It has got such a uniqueness among birds. Next shloka we will read.
Pavanah pavatamasmi Ramashastra bhritamaham ஷாணாமகரஸ்சாஸ்மி ஸ்ரோதஸாமஸ்மி ஜாஹ்னவி.
பவதாம் அஹம் பவனஹ அஸ்மி. பவதாம் அமாங் த பியூரிஃபயர்ஸ். பவதாம் மீன்ஸ் அமாங் பியூரிஃபயர்ஸ். பூ தாத்து டு பியூரிஃபை, ஃப்ரம் தட் ஓன்லி பவன கம்ஸ். த ஏர் நேம் இஸ் பவன. த ஏர் இஸ் தட் விச் பியூரிஃபைஸ். பவதாம் பவதே இது பவன. பாவயித்ருணாம் இத்ரத்ரா பதத்ரீணாம் பக்ஷி. ஐ செட் பாவயித்ருணாம் யமாங் த பியூரிஃபயர்ஸ். பவதே இது பவன, புனாதி இது பவன, தட் ஹூச் பியூரிஃபைஸ். அக்னி இஸ் லெஸ் பர்வேசிவ் தேன் ஏர். ஈச் எலிமெண்ட் இஸ் லெஸ் பர்வேசிவ் தேன் இட்ஸ் ப்ரீவியஸ் எலிமெண்ட். அர்த் இஸ் லெஸ் பர்வேசிவ் தேன் வாட்டர். வாட்டர் இஸ் லெஸ் பர்வேசிவ் தேன் ஃபயர். ஃபயர் இஸ் லெஸ் பர்வேசிவ் தேன் ஏர். Air is less pervasive than space. So air and space are almost all pervasive. Other elements are less pervasive. That is why whatever is all pervasive is not having form, amurtam. Space and air both are called amurtam. There is no form for them. Whereas agni, jala and earth, bhumi, have got form, murta dravyani. These three are murtam. First two are amurtam. This vayu is the one who is the purifier among all. Pavayitrunam pavanaha ahamasmi. One commentator writes, not only purifier, vegavatam, wind goes faster than fire. Wind moves faster than fire. So vegavatam, that which moves fast, that is where mind also compared to vayu vegam. Manojavam maruta tulya vegam. That Lord Hanuman is one who moves very fast like mind. Maruta tulya vegam. Maruta means air. Tulya means equal. Vega means speed. Your Japan train and all, nothing in front of that. Japan, their fastest train is there. If you sit in the train, one student is telling, if you sit in the train, Swamini, you will get chakkar. That much fast it goes. All these are nothing with compared to Vayu Bhagavan. That is why Japan train, don't take it as vibhuti. My vibhuti. Now you see that Malaysian plane, they are searching 40 countries, 40 ships ஆர் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் தட் ஃப்ளைட், ஹவு மச் டெப்த் ஆஃப் த ஓஷன் சொல்ல போகிறாரு. அது கூட தட் மச் டெப்த் இட் ஹேஸ் காட் அமேசிங் இன் த கிரியேஷன். அவர் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆர் இன்காம்ப்ரஹென்சிபிள் டு நோ த கிரேட்னஸ் ஆஃப் த டீப் டெப்த் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஹோல் கிரியேஷன். வி டு நாட் நோ. நம்ம தண்ணியிலோக்கு போனால் மூச்சு ஆடாது, அவுட்டு. சப்மேரைன் எல்லாம் காளி எல்லாம் உள்ளே போனால் அவ்வளோதான். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் பவனஹா பவதாம். நெக்ஸ்ட், அஹம் சஸ்திரபுருதாம் ராமஹா. ஐ ஆம் த லார்டு ராமா. கிருஷ்ணர் பேசுகிறார் பாருங்க, ஐ ஆம் த லார்டு ராமா அமாங் த பௌ ஈல்டர்ஸ். சஸ்திரபுருதாம் மீன்ஸ் அமாங் த ஈல்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த வெப்பன்ஸ். சஸ்திரம் மீன்ஸ் வெப்பன். ஐ டோல் யூ சஸ்திரம் அஸ்திரம் டிஃபரென்ஸ். சஸ்திரம் இஸ் தட் யூ ஹோல்ட் அண்ட் யூ ஃபைட் இஸ் கால்ட் சஸ்திரம். அஸ்திரம் இஸ் தட் யூ டேக் எனி திங் பை மந்திரபலம் யூ ஜஸ்ட் த்ரோ இட். தட் ஹுச் யூ த்ரோ இஸ் கால்ட் அஸ்திரம். தட் ஹுச் யூ ஹோல்ட் அண்ட் ஃபைட் இஸ் கால்ட் சஸ்திரம். சஸ்திரம் அண்ட் அஸ்திரம், அஸ்திரபலம் அண்ட் சஸ்திரபலம். மகாபாரத யுத்த யூனோ, இஃப் யூ டேக் ஈவன் பிளேட் ஆஃப் கிராஸ் அண்ட் சாண்ட் ஒன் மந்திர, பவர்ஃபுல் மந்திர, அண்ட் யூ த்ரோ தட் கிராஸ் இட் கோ அண்ட் பேர்ன்ஸ் தட். இட் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆட்டம் பாம்ப்ஸ். ஒன் அஸ்திரம், பிரம்மாஸ்திரம், தே ஜஸ்ட் த்ரோ தட் வித் மந்திரபலம். நாகம், நாகாஸ்திரம், பிரம்மாஸ்திரம், வாருணாஸ்திரம், தேர் ஆர் நாட் சஸ்திரம்ஸ். Have you seen Mahabharata Yuddha? Why they are throwing some weapons? Why they are not throwing some weapons? What they are not throwing, they are called sastrams. What they are throwing, they are called astrams. Those astrams they have acquired because of their tapobalam. Tapas. They do lot of tapas, many years they do. And Bhagavan comes, Shiva or Brahma, they come. What do you want? I want this astram, that astram, because I want to fight, I want to kill so and so. Like that they ask astrams. The astram, it goes and destroys that and comes back to this person. That balam will be there with him. That is why it goes and comes back. Some astrams, if they go and they will not come back, some astrams. Once only you can use it. Brahmastram is only one time you can use. It destroys so much, that much powerful. So, among shastrams now, not astram, but shastram. Among shastrams, shastrabhritam, among the shastrams, kodandam, is the best shastram, kodanda pani. Who is holding the kodandam? Lord Rama. That kodanda pani Rama I am. Why our gods are all holding weapons? All are like terrorists. Like that Naxalites, yesterday they killed so many police people. Like that Lord also destroying everyone. No. Paritranaya சாதுனாம், பரித்ராணாய சாதுனாம், விநாசாய ச துஷ்கிருதாம். லார்ட் இஸ் ஹோல்டிங் த வெப்பன்ஸ் டு டெஸ்ட்ராய் த ஈவில் பீப்புள், அதார்மிக் பீப்புள். லார்ட் ஹோல்ட்ஸ் வெப்பன் வேல்முருகா, த்ரிசூலதாரி, சுதர்சனா, அஷ்டபுஜாதேவி. நான் ஆல் எயிட் ஹேண்ட்ஸ்லும் வெப்பன்ஸு அம்பாளுக்கு, நாட் ஒன். ஹவு மெனி ஹேண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், சோ மெனி வெப்பன்ஸ். வை ஓன்லி டு ப்ரொடெக்ட் குட் பீப்புள், நோபல் பீப்புள். சிஷ்ட ரக்ஷணம், துஷ்ட சிக்ஷணம். சிஷ்ட ரக்ஷணம் மீன்ஸ் டு ப்ரொடெக்ட் த நோபல் சாத்விக் குட் பீப்புள். ஹீ இஸ் த ப்ரைம் ஜாப் ஆஃப் த லார்டு. What is job of the Lord? Only one thing. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkrutam. What purpose? Dharma samsthapanarthaya. to protect dharma, Lord takes birth with weapons. He comes, not violence. Many people don't understand. Hindu gods are all holding the weapons. Because of that only, all Hindu gods are encouraging violence. Hinduism is the only religion first to incorporate ahimsa. Lord teaching ahimsa and holding the weapon, one hand. Inna? Contradiction illa? Encouraging yudhyasva, yudhyasva, Bhagavan says often, may you fight, don't sit, get up, fight. And teaching ahimsa, paramo dharmaha. Inna? Like our politicians, what they say, vandiye mataram nanga vande mataram anu solra. Vandi nangalella vandiye mataram na vande mataram anu maadhiri appadilla Bhagavan sollala. Holding the weapon and teaching ahimsa, we have to understand why. Shakti, shakti is very important. The country must have all weapons. It need not be used, but to threaten other evil-minded forces, we have to threaten them. If you don't have weapons, they will come and occupy you, they destroy you. If you have powerful weapons, ammunitions, they are all very careful. If you are weak, anyone can come and dishum dishum pandu. You must be strong, no? You are strong to hit others. You must be strong to protect yourself, like that immunity system. You develop immunity system for what purpose? When that any cyclone problems, anything, climate infections are there in that, they should not come and attack me. Good health also is called strength, power only. Why we are encouraging that health? I want to protect myself. That is the intention. So Hindus first understand why Lord is holding the weapon. If they ask anyone, what do you say? Amama, yedhuk why Lord is holding? Ni ella amama sonna eppadi? You have to answer properly. Properly you have to answer. Knife is there, you are holding on. You should know how to utilize it, use it. Doctor is also cutting the stomach and opening and making lot of surgery and all, protecting or killing. Papam protect pannanone da operation pandrar. He is operating the patient to protect only, you know. That is why vaidyo narayano harihi huise. Operation table pona appadi sarr cut pannuvar. Cut pandrar appo nilla doctor ni, we are not criticizing doctor, no. Adu madri, for the sake of people. Okay. Ramaha ahamasmi. Dasharatha putraha Ramaha. Rama's uniqueness is akhila rakshasa kula kshayakaraha Ramaha. Rama from birth onwards, you know, from after his, he started his Aranyavasam. Before that, when Vishwamitra called him, from that time onwards, Tataka, lot of Maricha, Subahu, so many Rakshasas. Dandakaranyam, when he was crossing, there are so many Rakshasas. All Rishis were waiting for Rama. When Rama will come and destroy these Rakshasas, all Naxalites are in forest Madri. These Rakshasas are all in the forest. Nama Rishigal Pavondi, Ange forest, they sit and do tapas. Doing yaga, homa and all they are doing. When they are doing, these Rakshasas will come and destroy these Rishis. No? Like that, these Rakshasas were there in Dandakaranya. They were all waiting for Rama. Rama will come. Rama will kill these Rakshasas. And they were all protected by Rama. That is the main purpose of Rama Avatara. Sarva Rakshasa Kulakshayakaraha Ramahanar. That is one kodandam in his hand. Powerful weapon, kodandam. Shastra bhrutam aham ramaha asmi. Sri Rao Navami is going to come. Vadapappu panakam saaptindi irukum. And the Ramarude perumai therinjakanam. And the Ramarude perumai. great bhaktas like Tyagaraja, Rama bhaktas. Okay, next, aham jashanam makaraha asmi. Among jashana means among aquatic creatures. Now akasham bhumi pakshi murga over, now he goes to ocean. There are thousands of species in waters, aquatic creatures. Among those aquatic creatures, I am like a big whale, blue whale and chulvar whale. It is miles together, it is so big. And that whale, if it comes near the ship, ship ulta, no? It cannot survive ship. That much for whale need not come and hit. Whale, it moves its tail. Whale tail moving, it's enough to make the ship to become somersault. Ship is out. The whales are so big, shark, big fish, big shark, the biggest aquatic creature. I am Makaraha. That Makara is a big shark or whale. Next, aham srotasam janhavi asmi. There is one asana called Makarasana. Okay. Makara means crocodile, we call it crocodile, one type of aquatic creature. When that makara, it lie down on its abdomen. When it lie down on its abdomen, its heartbeat and blood flow is very normal. That's why they are always very cool and calm. We imitate that makara. Andukane makarasanam ani peru. And the asanam pannitaane blood pressure varadu. Good sleep comes. That is why you go to that zoo, Gandhi Mandapam and all the zoo, where you go and you see that makara, crocodiles. You put a stone also, they never move. They never bother. They are all in samadhi. That much absorbed and cool in the waters. If you also do makarasanam, many of you have learnt makarasanam. What is makarasanam? If you do that, it is good for blood pressure, good for heart, good for eyes, good for sleep. So many benefits. Therefore, we the human beings imitate the animals. Okay? They live naturally. We live unnaturally. That is what. Makaraha. Then srotasam among rivers. Among rivers, I am Jahnavi. Jahnavi means Ganga. Ganges. Vishnupada Udbhavam. Vishnupada Udbhavam, Shiva Sirasi Udbhavam. Even though that Ganga, Ganges came from heaven, for that force, you know who did tapas for Ganga? Bhagiratha. It's a big story. I don't want to enter into that story. It goes hours together if I enter into that story. Beautiful story. If you have not read, go and read at home. Okay? Ganga, Bhagiratha story is a very, very beautiful story. That Bhagiratha did a prayer for Ganga to purify his ancestors. So when Ganga is coming, Ganga told Bhagiratha, I come from Akasha very forcefully. If I come with that much force, I go to Patala only. You won't get even a droplet of water like our mineral. No, the lightning comes, it goes in straight to the earth. We do not know how to tap it. Similarly, if I come all the way after your tapas, I go deep into Patala, no use. That's why I need a person or any power to hold me on the earth. Then Bhagiratha was thinking, who is that equal to power to hold the Ganga? No. Very forcefully she is coming. So you heard that yesterday in Karnataka. Hailstorm. Hailstorm. And the hailstorm went vilindite tala out, aale out. And the Madri, this Ganga comes from the top, out people. So Lord Shiva only can do that. Then Bhagiratha did tapas again. Shiva came and he asked Shiva. And Parvati was so, Parvati, not Parvati, Ganga. Ganga is so proud, no? She was thinking, this Shiva can hold me? She was having such a thinking. Then what Shiva thought, let me teach a lesson to Ganga. So what he did, instead of holding and sending out, just holding without sending out. Then Ganga come to know, oh Bhagavan, I am your dasaha, dasi. I am your dasi, please leave me out. Then Bhagirada asked Bhagavan, hey Shiva, please leave Ganga. That's why Shiva sirasi udbhavam, we say. Otherwise she cannot come out. So that is why Shiva, wherever you see, water will be there from the top. The water comes down. That Ganges, she is the purifier. So Srotasam Gamayati, Papam Gamayati iti Ganga. That which destroys, removes our Papam is called Ganga. In our tradition, Ganga is compared to Jnanam. Jnana Ganga. Agham Papam Gamayati iti Ganga. Malanirmochanam Pumsam Gitaam Bhasi Snanam Dine Dine. If you take bath in Ganges, it purifies you, it removes your Papa. If you take bath in Gita, Wednesday, Wednesday, when you come and study Gita, it removes your papam along with Punyam also. Punyam also again cause for Janma. So Punya Papa destroyer is Gita, the most purifier Gita. In Bhajagovinda, Shankaracharya wrote, Gita, Gitaam Bhasi Snanam. Okay, what are the common features? Why Ganga is compared to Jnanam? Both are having few common features. What is the first common feature? Ganga comes from the Lord's head, Shiva. If you are a Vishnu Bhakta, from Lord's feet. Okay. If you are a Shiva Bhakta, from Lord's head you can take. Anyhow, Ganga has come from the Lord. Similarly, Jnanam also has come from the Lord. Sadashiva Samarambham or Narayanam Padmabhuvam. So both are coming from the Lord. Therefore, Ganga, water and Jnanam, Adhyas, spiritual knowledge, Atma Jnanam, both are synonyms compared because of this common feature. Number two, both of them flow from top to bottom. Ganga also flow from heaven to earth. Jnanam also flow from the teacher. Teacher sit on the high pedestal, platform. Students are all sitting down, and it goes down. Flows from top to down. In halls and the lecture halls, if you go, and the speaker is on the down, audience are up. That is why yatna lecture after so many lectures, nothing is entering. Anna. You have to put a separate motor. That is why in our culture, sitting down is very important. If you are unable to sit, only very bad condition position body, only you have to sit in the chair. Guru munnadi mela ukarame kudadu. In mudiyada case ella andukku chair adukku da onnu onna pottu vechirukom anga inga keeda ukaradha nammude valakkam palakkam mudiyala annada mela ukaran illana koncham pump pannanum. That's why water is coming from the top to bottom. Knowledge also comes from the top to the bottom. Top and a guru is a jnani, sishya is a jnani. So it flows down. Okay, this is the second common feature. Then third common feature is Ganga is a perennial. It never dries up. Even in summer, peak summer, that Ganga continues at least in a small stream. It will never totally dry. All other rivers just vanish in summer. Even the streak of line also won't be there. But whereas Ganga, in Himalayas you go, even peak summer, just flowing. That is why it is perennial. Even the same way, this Jnanam also perennially flowing without any destruction in spite of Macaulay education. In spite of foreign invasions in the country, they have destroyed our culture, attacked by Mughals, attacked by Britishers, attacked by Huans, attacked by so many other invaders. Still this Jnanam is continuing. Brahma Sutra classes are going on, Upanishads classes are going on, Bhakti is going on, everywhere this tradition is going on. Means how much perennial it must be. That is the greatness of this knowledge, because it is standing upon the truth. This Hindu culture, Hindu Dharma and Sanatana Dharma is standing, resting, abiding upon the truth, Brahman. That is the source of this Hindu Dharma, this tradition. No one can touch it. If they touch it, it is like a Mohini Bhasmasura. அவன் டச் பண்ணிட்டான் அவனே நாசினம் ஆகிடுவான்னு சொல்லுவான். என்ன அக்னி மாதிரி, அந்த ஃபயர் லைக், இட்ஸ் நாட் தே எதர் தே ஹாவ் டு சேஞ்ச் தெம் செல்ஸ் ஆர் தே கெட் டெஸ்ட்ராய்ட். ஹவு கேன் யூ அட்டாக் த ட்ரூத்? மெனி ஃபாரினர்ஸ் கேம் டு டெஸ்ட் திஸ் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் என்ன, ஃபைனல்லி தே சப்மர்ஜ் இன் டு திஸ் கல்ச்சர். இஃப் தே ஓன்ட் சப்மர்ஜ், இட் இஸ் தேர் ப்ராப்ளம். Therefore, we have to vote for what? Whoever protect this dharma only, we have to vote. Which party, we don't bother. Who is protecting this dharma, Hindu culture, Hindu dharma, these Vedas, they protect only, we have to give importance to them, not vidharmis. Those who do not know about this culture, this value, this protection, how they can protect? How they can protect? That is why people do not know the value of the Hindu culture, Hindu dharma. They do not know whom to select. All scam, 2G spectrum, 3G spectrum, ella case da, case mela case court lo. Avanukku ella poi people are putting vote anna eppadi patta nelamela irukonamo. Eppadi id dharma na kaapathrathu? Who will protect this dharma? We do not know. People are not aware of that. We need to know. If we do not know, tomorrow our kith and kid, children, cannot be protected. You go and sit in Naxal's area and terrorist area, go and do meditation, relaxation, meditation. Enna panna mudiyum? Vedantam class padika mudiyuma? Upanishad padika mudiyuma? Or temple or irukuma? Or aacharam or paddhathi irukuma? Mudiyuma? Mudiyadhu. Once the temple achara paddhati is not there, no culture can be developed. No culture is developed, no jnanam is possible. That is the condition. Therefore, people must aware. It is not a religious fanaticism. This religion is not meant for only religion. It is meant to protect dharma. Adi therinjukonu, kattukonu. Vishayam purinjukonu. Okay. Lord Krishna says, why to hold weapons? Purifier, perennial in the dharma irundunde irkanum. We are all responsible for that, to take care of this. Fourth common feature is, both are purifiers, rejuvenating. Ganga also purifies, rejuvenate. If you take bath, you get lot of strength. Normal bath itself, we say what? Our corporation, Aluk water, Gange, Chayamune, Chayiva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmade, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jaleswin, Sannidhim, Kuru. And the Sananathike, you are getting purification. What to talk, you dip in directly in Ganga, it purifies. Similarly, Jnana Ganga also purifies. The more you study Shastra, it purifies, it removes all our evil thoughts, doubts, confusions. Our manasuku nimmadi, shanti, trupti, ananda, everything comes. So jnanam also purifies. These are all the common features. That is why jnana ganga, we call it as jnana ganga. We never look at ganga as just water. We look at ganga as a purifier. That's why we bring in small copper vessel and put near puja room in front of God. Daily we put flowers, Ganga. Jaya Jaya Gange, we say. Ganga, go. Go means cow. Three G's. Guru, Ganga, go. Cow. Gita. Nal. Gita, Ganga, go. Go means go. That in Sanskrit, go. This cow. What are the four? Gita, Ganga, go, Guru. Guru. One more arrow, solla pora. Four bodum, puridu purinjukalam. Okay. There are so many, you know, in our country, but three, four G's are not 2G, 3G. Namak 4G irukka. 2G, 3G alla danger. 4G better. Next shloka.
Sargaṇamādirantascha madhyam chaivaham arjuna adhyātma vidyā vidyānām vādah pravadatāmaham.
Sargaṇam. Sarga means creation. Sargaha means karyam, product. Creation is a karyam, it's a product. This product, creation, sargaha, sargaṇam. Of all creations, the, I am, aham, adihi, madhyam, antahan. I am the beginning. In 21st shloka also, Bhagavan said, I am adihi. Again, he is telling adihi. Punarukti dosha varo. Therefore, commentators say, 21st shloka adihi is chetanam. Here, adihi means achetanam. What are all achetana vastus are there? Their beginning and their end, their sustenance also, I am. Born is gone. Adi enna born, beginning. Madhyam means sthiti, sustenance, is. Antaha means gone, end. Born is gone, born is gone. Whatever is born, whatever is going, all are me alone, Bhagavan says. Even that inert things also, their beginning, their sustenance, their end, I am Achetana Srishti. I am Brahma Vishnu Shiva. Adi Brahma is Vishnu. Born is Brahma. Is Vishnu. Gone is Shiva. Again Brahma Vishnu Shiva. Again Brahma Vishnu Shiva. Non-stop cycle. Vandindeirupa. From yugas and yugas, the same continues. I am Trimurti Rupam. I am that beginning. And one Sanskrit poet, the Sanskrit poets are very, very creative. One Sanskrit poet went to Raja. After going there, he is doing namaskaram to his own vastram. Last week I told one person feeding his own vastram. Now today I am telling another story. He is doing namaskara to his vastram. Then Raja asked, why you are doing namaskara to your vastram? Raja, this vastram is like Lord, equal to Lord, Bhagavan. How can you compare this vastram to God? Yes, Bhagavan is also Adi, Anta, Madhya, Rahita. My vastram also torn up. It has no beginning, Madhyam also holes, end also not, border is not there. It is in such a jirana vastram he is wearing and doing namaskara. Bhagavan and my vastram are all are equal, both are equal. What he says, that shloka, Adi Madhyanta Rahitam, my vastram and Lord, both are Adi Madhya Anta Rahitam, Dasha Hinam. தசாஹீனம்னா எந்த எட்ஜு எங்கேன்னு தெரியல. தசாஹீனம், பார்டர் இஸ் நாட் தேர், பார்டர் இஸ் நாட் தேர். லார்ட் ஆல்சோ இஸ் பிகினிங்லெஸ். ராகு கேத்து ஆல் தஷாஸ் ஆர் நாட் தேர் பகவான். மை வஸ்திரம் ஆல்சோ டசன்ட் ஹாவ். நாட் ஓன்லி தட், ஹீ இஸ் ஆல்சோ புராதனம், ஐ ஆம் ஆல்சோ புராதனம். தசாஹீனம் புராதனம். ஸோ பகவான் இஸ் ஆல்சோ புராதனம், மை வஸ்திரம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ புராதனம். ஸோ வாட்னா அத்விதீயம், அத்விதீயம் அகம் வந்தே. ஐ செல்யூட் டு தட் லார்ட் ஹூ இஸ் அத்விதீயம், செகண்ட்லெஸ். ஐ ஆம் ஆல்சோ செகண்ட்லெஸ், ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் செகண்ட் வஸ்திரம், திஸ் இஸ் த ஓன்லி வஸ்திரம் ஐ ஹாவ் காட், அத்விதீயம். தென் வாட், மத்வஸ்திரம் சதிருஷம் ஹரே. மத்வஸ்திரம் லைக் மை வஸ்திரம், சதிருஷம் ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஈக்குவல் டு மை வஸ்திரம், டு சச் ஹரேஹே அகம் வந்தே. Then that king understood, oh, this pandit papam needs money, he gave lot of money to that pandit. Chamatkaram, you see that knowledge, like that. Okay, why I am telling this story? We remember story. Bhagavan is adi anta madhya rahitaha annar. So beginning, middle, end, I am. Then, adhyatma vidya vidyanam. Among sciences of knowledge, any knowledge, what is it? Two types, you know? Only two types. Aparavidya, paravidya. Adhyatma vidya is the paravidya, Mundaka Upanishad. Dve vidye veditavye, paracheiva paracha. பராவித்யா அத்தியாத்ம வித்யா இஸ் த சுப்பீரியர் மோஸ்ட் வித்யா. கம்ப்யூட்டர் வித்யா, கெமிஸ்ட்ரி வித்யா, ஃபிசிக்ஸ் வித்யா, மியூசிக் வித்யா, டான்ஸ் வித்யா, எனி வித்யா ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர், தேர் ஆல் நெக்ஸ்ட் டு திஸ் ஓன்லி. ஐ ஆம் தட் அத்தியாத்ம வித்யா வித்யானாம், ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் நாலேட்ஜ் என் பெயர். ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் நாலேட்ஜ், வை ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் நாலேட்ஜ் ஒன்லி பகவான் இஸ் டேக்கிங், வை நாட் அதர் சயின்ஸ்? We are encouraging our children in what? Other sciences. Except Bhagavad Gita. Don't go to Bhagavad Gita class. Uppiduku unakku MBA padi, MCA padi, adi padi, idi padi, doctor, lawyer idha. How many parents are sending their children very young age for Gita bodhana, Gita teaching, learning for Gita, knowledge and all? They are not interested, parents. Bhagavan says, all those vidyas are useless. I am Adhyatma Vidya. Why? Few points I'll tell. I'll take 2 minutes extra. I already taken. I'll take one more point I'll tell and conclude. Adhyatma Vidya improves the quality of life. Bhagavad Gita Jnanam, Upanishad Jnanam improves quality of our life. That is one important point. It strengthens our mind. One can strengthen their own mind and improves my inner power. Therefore, Adhyatma Vidya is like an immunity system. Body immunity system madri, mind immunity system idanna Bhagavad Gita. Upanishadic study immunes your mind. Immunization of your mind possible through this science alone. All other sciences are teaching you how to change the world. If you want to live a better life, change this, change that, change this, change this, environment, this and that, they are asking to change. Shastra says what? If you want to be happy life, don't change outside things, change yourself. Change your own mind. Strengthen your own mind. That is the thing here. Difference between aparavidya and paravidya. You cannot change the world totally, completely. You change yourself. I will give some more points in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே.
ओम शांति 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 ही हरि ही ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ही ओम।